Answers Magazine, Volume 7.4, page 17, Impact, Ministry Menagerie. Visitors to Pastor Rick Pyatt's church office shouldn't be surprised by the baby monkey in the playpen. He has 27 more monkeys at home, along with an alligator, two crocodiles, 50 finches, and 15 snakes. In addition to being a pastor, Rick is a licensed caregiver for endangered species in Florida, and he uses his animals to proclaim the gospel of a loving Creator. Rick says the Lord called him to preach during his senior year at college, where he was studying to be a zoo veterinarian. So he sold his beloved exotic animals, including 13 monkeys, to pay for seminary. But God still had plans for Rick's exotic interests. After Rick finished his doctoral work, animals returned to the Pyatt household, and his ministry exploded into churches, countless vacation Bible schools, scout camps, the YMCA, and other venues. Today, his educational, creation-based animal presentations are in high demand, and his non-human friends help him reach audiences that might never visit a church. Rick's certifications also give him unique credibility with professional audiences. Recently, the Zoological Association of America invited him to give a talk on primate care at an international conference. As a result, Rick was able to explain his ministry to an audience who might never otherwise have heard such a message. And along the way, he gently challenged their evolutionary assumptions. Rick loves the animals God has given into his care, especially the primates, and he says they accept him as one of their number. So, what is the difference between these very intelligent, social animals and human beings? Is it language, emotion, intelligence, tool use? Rick finds all of these in the animal kingdom to some degree. For example, some researchers claim that a monkey is about as intelligent as a 2-year-old human. Would that make the monkey as valuable as a human baby? Rick answers this question from the Bible. Man alone was created in the image of God, with an eternal soul and capacity to communicate with Him. That is what makes a human baby special. That is his core message. God loves all of His creatures, but human beings are unique. Humans are not and never have been members of the animal kingdom. Christ died and rose again so that human beings can be saved from sin and death, enjoying a personal relationship with the Creator for all eternity, a privilege no animal was ever given.
Speaking to a hostile audience. We all have areas of special interest, whether animals, astronomy, or airplanes, that God can use as a springboard for evangelism. No matter what the topic, however, you need to be prepared to address people who completely disagree with you and win them over. Here are some tips from Rick Pyatt's experience speaking before the Zoological Association of America. Be prepared. If your audience is already inclined to disagree with you, they're likely to discount your message altogether if you don't have your facts right. Be humble. Don't approach listeners with a chip on your shoulder. Remember, your goal is not to prove that creationists are just as smart as evolutionists, but to point precious human souls to Christ. Speak in love. You won't reach someone who disagrees with you by claiming he's stupid. Introduce the truth in a non-threatening way. Your sincere love for others will shape your words and give them much greater impact. See 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1, and Proverbs chapter 15, verses 1 through 2. Meet objections up front. If you know some objection may keep your audience from paying close attention, don't ignore it. Acknowledge and answer it. With the objections out of the way, your audience will find it easier to listen to your message. Obtain credentials. If professional certifications are available in your field, pursue them. Credentials give you the credibility necessary for some professionals to listen to you, instead of scoffing. Trust the Bible. Even when you can't fully explain some sticky topics that rub against the grain of our culture or popular science, don't be afraid to admit what you don't know, and take God at His word. The Bible is true, regardless of our ability to explain it scientifically. In fact, it is the other way around. The Bible must be true for science to proceed. If you don't know an answer, try to find it and contact the person later with the answer or resources on the subject.
Too serious to ignore. Growing up in Kenya, Eli Odongo never doubted creation, but he didn't consider it especially important either. Then, when Eli was a middle-aged security guard at a U.S. military base in Iraq, God used a soldier's ministry of showing creation videos to change his life. Eli was so impressed with the foundational importance of the creation message, which equips Christians to present the gospel powerfully and explain life's greatest challenges, he decided God wanted him to proclaim that vital message in his homeland. His vision is broader than his own country. I would like to bring this message to Africa, particularly to Kenya and East Africa, because I know the need is great and the evidence of creation is all around. Eli's burden for all of Africa began during his 20 years in the Kenyan military before he became a security guard. While serving a stint as a UN peacekeeper in the West African nation of Sierra Leone, he was troubled to see that Christians did not have a strong witness because they were elevating cultural differences and traditions above God's word. Eli believes the truth of creation can change the world, and that as he works together with like-minded friends, that message can turn East Africa upside down. In September 2011, Eli left his job in Iraq and began studying for a 4-year theology degree at the East African School of Theology. Earning a college degree would normally be impossible on a meager guard salary, but God prompted 2 American soldiers from the base he was guarding to sponsor him. Eli's degree from EAST will give him credentials in the Assemblies of God to visit churches all over Kenya. 70% of Kenyan Protestants are Pentecostal, with more than 5,000 churches in East Africa. Eli is also excited about reaching students, since Kenya does not have the same restrictions as many Western nations. Sadly, the National Museums of Kenya are aggressively promoting evolution in the schools. Eli is eager to take advantage of a window of opportunity in the public schools and to position himself strategically to help keep that window open. Though busy with school and a wife and children, he has promised supporters to hit the ground running because time is not on our side. Others have commended his hard work and dedication during his first year of college. Moreover, when he's not in class, he is busy translating creation seminars into Swahili, which is an official language of 5 East African nations and is spoken by more than 60 million people. He is also diligently researching creation evidence specific to Kenya to give his ministry more impact there. He finds the magnitude of the task humbling. This is big, and it has to be treated with seriousness.